I can
Blog Talk Radio.
I can bring home the bacon, fry it up in a pan, and never let you forget who I am, cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. I'll say it again. Cause I'm a woman. W-O-M-A-N. Welcome to Word of Mom Radio and the Mompreneur Model Show. Hi, everybody. Welcome to the show. I cannot believe we're in November, in the throes of November, and I am still in Florida, so I fly back to New York next week. Cannot wait to see the last vestiges of fall foliage. Hopefully there's a leaf or two left on the tree with some color before I get home, you know, that doesn't fall to the ground. But I'm loving the journey, and I'm loving the time down here in Florida and getting to be with family and in the midst of launching a new product and everything else. And with all that, you know, back here on the air, and I'm so excited to be sharing Charlene Burt. I really am. She is a proud mompreneur and a journalist online and was on TV, who has now shifted gears to help other women and men change their lives in terms of financial and time and freedom. Involved in the fastest growing premier skin company in the country, she's happy to help others achieve. And she's a huge believer that if we help each other, the world will look a lot different. And I'm excited because we're going to be talking about direct marketing here on Word of Mom Radio today with Charlene. So welcome to the show.
Thank you, Dori. I'm so excited to be here. It's one of my most passionate topics of conversation. I could talk about it all day. So I really appreciate you having me here.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, you've been on such an amazing journey yourself that I would love for you to share, you know, your background. What has led you to where you are now?
Thanks. It's been an interesting journey. I'm sure everybody who's listening has their own journey. And I think what I'm learning is that everybody's journey is unique. And I'm spending a lot of my days talking to different women and men about what their journeys are. So I'd be happy to share mine with you. As you mentioned, I'm a journalist by trade. I spent the majority of my career in both local television news and then nationally syndicated broadcast news. So I've been in the management side of broadcast news for a couple of decades. And then I transitioned into digital media and own an online magazine with a friend of mine. And it's called galtime.com. And we've loved that. And that's been a lot of fun. But, you know, as a journalist, I think I was always just in the information giving and information gathering business, and I love that. And at the point that I was in the throes of that, direct selling or social marketing or network marketing, whatever you want to call it, was probably one of the last things I ever thought I would be doing. As a journalist, I'm trained to be super skeptical. It's kind of part of my job description. So when this opportunity was first presented to me, I, to be perfectly honest with you, blew it off. And I'm not even sure why, except for I came up with a million reasons that many people listening may actually relate to. I thought I was too busy, I had too much on my plate, and I frankly didn't have the quote-unquote extra money to invest in a new business. But honestly, I'm happy to say that it was short-sighted of me at the time. Now that I've learned what network marketing is all about.
And, you know, how interesting that Charlene just got knocked out of the studio. So I'm going to just keep talking until she calls back in. You know, for those of you who listen to the show, you know I'm a huge fan of multi-level marketing and direct marketing. I think if you find the company that works for you, it is such a great opportunity to make the living you decide you want to make. Because there is no, if you need to make an extra $200 a week, you can. If you need to make an extra $2,000 a week, you can. There is no limit to what you can earn in that direct marketing and that direct selling industry. And it really is something for me that I've always really been a fan of. I was just saying, sorry, you know, technology is so great when it works, Charlene. But I was
just saying,
what a fan I am of multi-level marketing and direct selling, because it gives, especially moms, such an opportunity to work from home and create something. So, but because of, you know, quote unquote, I'm doing little finger quotes, pyramid schemes that people always say,
yeah.
You know, and I'm sure that that was part of what made you skeptical is all the negative that you hear.
Well, to be honest, I didn't know much about it, but, you know, I had, as a journalist, investigated some of the bad kinds of companies that had been involved with some multi-level marketing, but, you know, I could say that about any industry. Like, any industry has companies that aren't good. What I didn't realize is how many incredibly reputable network marketing companies there are out there. And I think what I was mentioning is that I had first blown off the opportunity that was presented to me, even though it was presented to me by a cardiologist in a leading Boston hospital. I kind of thought, what the heck is a cardiologist doing selling skincare? And I literally blew it off. But then some major things happened in my life. I got extremely sick. I actually had nerve damage in my brain caused by stress, which is another whole probably program we could do for women about how we internalize stress and let it hurt our bodies. So then when I couldn't work for months, I decided to make some major changes in my life. And that's when the skincare opportunity through Rodana Fields presented itself again, and this time I listened. And when I finally listened, I looked into the company, and I jumped in with both feet. I couldn't believe what a great opportunity it was.
You know, it's so funny. When you said that you were introduced by a cardiologist to this, I did the same thing. Like, I felt my little eyebrows going up, going, a cardiologist is sharing skincare? That's a very interesting gateway.
Well, exactly. But can I tell you something? At first, when I first listened to her and I blew it off, you know, and she's an incredibly talented, beautiful, gorgeous friend of mine who's, like, so smart. She literally saves lives during the day. But when I finally, like, opened my mind to it, I thought, wait a minute. Instead of thinking, what the heck is she doing selling skincare, I thought, wait a minute. If a hugely busy, very important cardiologist is doing this, there's got to be something to it. And that's what I think some of the misperception is that people just blow it off thinking they know what network marketing is. And it wasn't until I opened my mind to the opportunity that I really looked into the details and I saw what would get a cardiologist so excited. And by the way, other people on my team, we have lawyers, we have news anchors, we have, like, Yale graduates, we have, like, so many smart people. This is basically an industry that super smart people get because they get what the model is. And I, once I looked into it, I jumped in with both feet.
You know, it's interesting to me. I said the term before, you know, when people talk about a pyramid scheme and things like that, oh, you know, somebody once said to me, oh, it sounds like an Amway scheme. I'm like, first of all, Amway is about a $25 billion company because people have made so much money. And when people say that pyramid term, anything is a pyramid. Any company has a boss, has the owner. And then you have the people who work under the owner. And then you have the people who work under the owner who work under the owner. And then you have the people who work under 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 the owner.
Right.
The only difference to me, and then you have all the worker bees. The difference to me in the pyramid when you get into direct marketing is that the last guy in that line, in that pyramid, if you look in the bottom corner, has the potential to make the same amount of money and the same kind of money as the person who's up at the top. Because there
right.
is no
I mean,
cap.
I think it's important for everyone to know that pyramid schemes are illegal, like flat out. It's just against the law to run a pyramid scheme in this country. So I think that kind of old way of thinking needs to be taken off the table for reputable, legitimate companies because it's against the law. We are closely regulated by the FTC on what we can and cannot say. In my particular business, we're regulated by the FDA because we have because of the kind of products that we use. And there are ethics organizations. Like the Direct Selling Association is the ethics association associated with the industry, and they have very high standards. And, you know, I would say one thing I would suggest is that you look into any particular company you're interested in becoming involved with and make sure that they're part of the Direct Selling Association. I think that says a lot about the credibility of any company. So I don't, you know, I kind of I'm okay with hearing that from people who don't understand. It just gives me an opportunity to explain to them that that's a no-brainer anymore, that you shouldn't even think that something's a pyramid scheme. But in the same fashion what you said, it is multi-level marketing. And basically all you're doing is you're taking the store out of an equation. That's how these things work. So, you know, in our instance, we're basically taking the middleman out, so we're not paying a store to hold a product. And in some companies, they eliminate an advertising budget as well, which is the case in my particular company. So they can have a lot more money to give to the people who are the front lines of their organization. In some companies, it's called consultant, and some it's called associate, and some you may be a coach. It just depends on which product or service you're selling. But no matter what you call it, the consultants are more than just salespeople. They are the front lines of an organization. So they do deserve a large chunk of a commission because they're the whole face. Basically, these companies grow word of mouth, and without consultants sharing the opportunity and getting other people come in to share the opportunity, the companies wouldn't grow. So it's just smart business to incentivize people by doing a multi-level approach. And all a multi-level approach means is that instead of just earning money on what you sell, which, you know, the commission is good, you earn a very small amount for coaching and mentoring other people. And you do a lot of work for that, so you deserve that money. You know, there's not a fee to be just for bringing people in. You're earning money based on the work that everybody does because of the work that you do. It's just a super smart business model, in my opinion.
Well, you know, I have to agree. And Napoleon Hill, you know, I mean, Think and Grow Rich. It's one of those things. It's like it's better to earn a penny from 1,000 people than to earn nothing from anyone. You know, and it's whether when you first get into anything, you have to work hard at it. And I'm not saying that you get to a point that you don't have to really work hard at it, because the mentoring part comes in and everything else. But it's a wonderful thing to know while you are on vacation, you are still earning money because your team is doing their job and they're building their businesses. And so that way, when they go on vacation, and so on and so on and so on. And, you know, so that to me has always been the wonderful thing about the model. And when you find a company that really clicks with you, because there really are wonderful opportunities out there, depending on what's, you know, and it's like anything, you have to find what speaks to you. So what spoke to you personally about this product line?
Well, it was important for me to be able to, you know, sign on with a company and a product line in which I believed. And this was a no-brainer for me because I had tried the products anyway previously, and I loved the products. These products have changed my skin dramatically, but I hadn't used them in a while because after I got really sick, I couldn't use them for a while. So when I decided to sell, I jumped in without trying them again, knowing that I would see the results quickly because I had seen them before. So I knew the stellar reputation of the doctors who created the products. Again, we're talking about Rodan and Fields. They're the two doctors who created Proactiv. I knew the stellar reputation that they had a history of delivering on what they promised. So I wasn't really worried about that. And also, I had looked into the management structure of the company, and I knew there were mega heavyweights behind the company. And I liked the fact that this type of product was a consumable. So I loved the fact that there was going to be not only residual income because I was going to grow a team and get a part of the team's commission, but I also love that by nature, skincare products run out. So if you have shampoo and you run out, you have to buy it again. Well, if you start taking care of your skin and you run out, you're going to buy more product. This isn't just a product that you need one of or two of and you're going to be done for a long period of time. There's a built-in customer base for recurring business. So if I sell something in November to a new customer, the majority of our people sign up to be recurring customers, so they promise to buy something every couple of months when their stuff runs out. And I love that because I felt like it was a great way to build a foundation of a company and my own business and then be building on the foundation instead of having to recreate the customer wheel every single month.
And that is a wonderful thing. Do you know, here's a little silly fact, but during the Depression, the only product, that the only company that didn't lose money was lipstick. Because people will always be concerned with how they look. You know, and you're right. When you find something that works for your skin, it's a fabulous thing. I have ultra sensitive skin. So I haven't used anything that's not organic on my face since I was, I don't know, 12 or 13. So, you know, anything that I can find that is not, you know, again, I mean, I used one product one time. Somebody was like, oh, you've got to try this. It actually peeled the skin on my eyelids.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it was awful. I was so scared. I was like having those nightmares that I was going to wake up and my eyes were going to be shut, but I could see through them.
Yeah, that would not be good.
No, you think? So that's why, especially when it comes to skincare, to find something that you really believe in and that works for you is the best testimony. Because let's face it, people notice. When you look good, people notice. And the first thing they say, especially women, wow, what are you doing?
It's funny, you think people don't necessarily do that, but they do it constantly.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've noticed more that I'm using the products now regularly. You really do become a walking business card for your business. And I've been at parties where people have literally, it was almost as if I had fed them a line. They were like, what are you doing for your skin? And I was like, well, funny that you ask, you know. So it's like you become a walking, you know, business card so that people can see that you're making a real dramatic improvement in your skin. And, you know, I think I'll talk to you after about the sensitive line, because we actually have some very good stuff for sensitive skin. And what I like about our company in general is that we have something for everybody and we can customize the experience. It's not even close to being a one-size-fits-all model. I think women in particular have very, you know, various skin needs, and we – in our company make sure that we kind of address everything across the board. It's not just about wrinkles, even though that's probably the number one, you know, concern that women have. And I'll also say that it's not just a 40 and up issue either, because I'm proud to say that the mid-20s to early 30-something crowd is really, really smart, smarter than I ever was at that age, and they want to prevent any damage, whereas a lot of, you know, our customers are, including myself, are reversing damage or reversing the aging process. The younger group now really wants to prevent, and not even, you know, as we always say, the best wrinkle is the one you never get. So, you know, you can kind of do a lot of preventative work in addition to the reversing process. So I think, you know, that's just a really great game changer. But, you know, we all know that there's no one product line that is right for everyone, and that's fine. We just share the experience and share what we offer, and we're very, very proud to stand behind the products that we offer.
Well, you know, it's interesting because my mom, God rest her soul, was amazing when it came to face care. She's the one who taught me. You know, she told me when I was younger, and I couldn't believe it, that your skin starts to age at 14 years old. You are now starting to show signs of sun damage, just as a kid being outside. And you know what? This was 40 years ago. So think about it now with the ozone layer thinning and everything else. I mean, everybody every day should have that SPF on their face and their body, but especially your face, because you are the sun damage. Everybody always jokes at me that I wear hats. Part of the reason I wear a hat is so my skin doesn't get the sun damage because I'm outside all the time and
right.
things like that. So everybody laughs at me, but, you know, I don't have a lot of, thank God, a lot of damage on my face. But it's funny because an ounce of prevention, my mother always, if I raise my eyebrows, don't wrinkle your forehead, don't squint, you know, little things like that, that you don't even think of. Now, for me, I've had a bunch of eye injuries. So I cannot rub my eyes. You know when you get tired and you rub your eyes?
Yes.
I can't do that. I can go underneath. I can put my fingers on my eyes and roll them around, but I can't rub them. So it is one of the reasons that at my age, I don't really have a lot of wrinkles. I'm just starting to get the tiniest of lines around my eyes. And that's just, as I said, I've never been able to stretch, because people don't realize how much you stretch your skin, how sensitive the skin around your eyes are. You know, did you, as you were getting into this product line, and let me know, you know, with the guidelines, if we're not allowed to talk about this stuff, but did you find that you were learning the proper way to be putting on creams and the proper way to be, you know, doing things to give your skin the best advantage?
Yes. I mean, clearly, you know, as far as if anybody has any specific product questions, I'd be happy to go over that one-on-one. That's not something we talk about.
And let everybody know how to reach you as you say that.
Oh, okay. So please feel free to either friend me on Facebook, and it's Charlene Burt, and that's B-E-R-T, or you can reach out to me at charlenebert@gmail.com, and I will be happy to answer any one-on-one questions that you have. Because we aren't allowed to advertise, we don't speak about a lot of product claims on the air, but I'll be happy to, you know, go over them one-on-one
right.
with you. But in general, I absolutely have learned a lot, and I'm sure there are people out there listening that can relate to this. Prior to getting involved in this business, I actually went to bed with my makeup on. And I know that's horrible to say. I should be embarrassed to say that. But I did. I'm telling you like it is. I really was not good. I was exhausted all the time. I would be, you know, so tired at the end of the day that I'd be like, ugh, you know, I don't even have time to wash my face or the energy. I will say that ever since I've learned the proper way to take care of my skin, now I wouldn't dream of going to bed without properly taking care of my face. And people think it's a big deal. It's not. Like, when you learn how to properly take care of your skin, it's a couple-minute process. It's not this big, drawn-out, you know, 10- to 15-minute affair. You can, even if it's a multi-step formula, which is what we do, and most companies would, you know, advise, you know, multiple steps in order to get maximum results. Everything takes a couple of minutes. It's not a big deal. And when you start cleaning and properly caring for your face with creams and serums and things like that, as long as they work and you find that they're providing a benefit for you, you wouldn't dream of going back. There's no way I would ever go to bed now with my makeup on. It just will never happen again. I just can't believe I took that long to do it. So I feel like it's kind of my mission to get out there and save some women some time on, you know, don't wait till I'm in my late 40s, and I'll be 50 in January. So it took me a really long time to catch up to this game, and I'm trying to save people, you know, the time that I didn't take care of my skin, and I want them to do it younger. Or if you are like me, it's wonderful to talk about the fact that there's something you can do to try to bring your skin back a little bit and have your skin show signs of improvement.
What's the biggest for you? What was the biggest change you noticed in your skin?
For me personally, it was my neck.
Yeah.
You know, I don't have like a big wrinkle issue. I will say the deepest wrinkle was between my forehead, between my eyebrows, that up and down line, because I am a squinter. I should have had your mom talking to me when I was young because I squinted a lot. So I had that deep line in my forehead. But my neck was starting to age quickly. And I felt like no matter, like, oh, I don't have a lot of wrinkles on my face, I thought, you can see my age in my neck and in my chest and in my hands. So what I've learned is that proper care doesn't end at your jawline. It actually extends all the way down to your décolleté, down through your chest, and that women oftentimes don't take care of their neck, chest, and hands like they do their face. And that has been a huge learning process for me, but also the biggest benefit. So I actually, on my page, post my own before and afters, because I've actually seen such dramatic improvement, and my neck has changed dramatically enough where people will say something to me, the people who know me best. So that's been huge for me.
Now you hit, let me tell you, you hit my pain points. Those are those three things, neck, chest, hands.
Yep.
And it's so funny because I say it to my daughter all the time. It's like, that's how you can really tell how old someone is. So I've worn gloves when I wash dishes. I mean, you know, those little things, and it's, you don't think about it. It's like you said, with going to bed with your makeup on. You don't really think about it. Oh, what difference does it make? Until you find out how bad it really is for you. Because at night, that's when your cells are restoring themselves. Mm-hmm. You know, when you're sleeping and you're at rest, so if you're not with a clean face, I mean, there's so many, you know. But again, who would think to know, who would know this? I know this because my mother was a my mother was just, when it came to her looks, I mean, I did her hair and makeup for her funeral, and believe me, I'll never look as good as my mother did in her coffin, because she was so beautiful. But because of that, because she just adhered to the, and back then you didn't have products like this. You had a handful of things that you could use, you know, when we were growing up, because now with everything out there to choose from, an educated consumer, somebody, that was somebody's tagline once, is the best consumer. And it's really true. There's so much education that goes on now. It's not like it used to be where you had a product, you went out and you sold it. No, people want to know the why. They want to know the how. How is this going to, you know, address their pain points and things like that? So, you know, when you can find that, I think that that's really what is the click for
someone. I think you're right. And I think the education part is one strength when it comes to network or social marketing for products, because, you know, if you buy something in retail, you see it under a glass shelf and you know, you see it in a box or in a packaging and you're not sure really what it is or what it does, you ask the desk clerk or the cashier or, you know, the person selling at the store, and you ask them questions and they answer, you know, some base questions for you. But then you're kind of feel like you're flying blind in a way, like, will it work? Will it not work? Let me try it, you know, things like that. But when you are in this situation, basically the consultants have all the time in the world to customize the experience to you. So whether you're doing handbags, jewelry, skincare, you know, weight loss products, whatever it is, a consultant will take the time to say to you, what are your goals? What are you looking for? What are you trying to accomplish? Here's what we have. Here's what it does. Here's how, you know, you can, you know, in our specific case, we can combine products, or, you know, we can offer like a customized, you know, option for each consumer so that they're getting exactly what they need for them, which I think in retail, you're not taking the time to do that as much, because you, not that there aren't fantastic retail products out there, there obviously are, but I think the network marketing gives you an extended opportunity to get more information and educate yourself even more. And I know in a lot of companies, mine included, there's incredibly impressive money-back guarantees that go with this stuff too, so that you're not necessarily feeling like, oh, I used it and it didn't work, so, oh, well, I'll just move on to something else. Like, we stand behind our products, and we give money-back guarantees, which, again, I can go over the specifics of that one-on-one if anybody wants to contact me. But it's, to me, I think that's a pretty big opportunity for the customers and the consumers out there, but also it's a great selling point for consultants who are looking for opportunities to make money.
See, you know what? When we get back, I want to talk to you about what you're talking about with social marketing. But I want to take a quick break right now, where our holiday showcases are going on, and we are focusing on, you know, products and things made by moms and sold by moms and everything else. And our sponsors today, Kathleen Ettinger is the owner of Teascape, which is a mobile tea consulting business. And her teas business provides people with high quality, healthy, premium tea, tea accessories, and gourmet foods to enjoy in your home without having to go out to a specialty store. And not only that, she provides information on tea and tea etiquette for a variety of occasions and provides in-home or on-site tea parties, which allow people to make time for themselves, friends, and family, and support local charities also. She really believes that everyone needs to make time for themselves, and tea is a wonderful way to enjoy the moment. And you can find her at teaandtimeforyou.com. And to go along with that tea, I want to introduce you to Nicole Varota, who is the owner of Jersey Cookie Girl. And she was an architect who chose to leave that field and express herself through her edible art of cookie design. And she loves working with people. She creates one-of-a-kind cookies for parties and different occasions and things, and really works with the people that are doing it, creating and sharing the results of their collaboration. And the art of creating a tangible item from a person's thoughts and words is very exhilarating and fulfilling for her. And Jersey Cookie Girls Creations are homemade custom cookies designed and decorated to fit the criteria provided by every one of the clients. All the designs are personally done, and these edible canvases are a combined reflection of the ideas and Nicole's own interpretation of them. So you can find her at jerseycookiegirl.com, and a perfect complement to Teascapes. And Kathleen's proprietary teas, I'm a drinker of her teas. She just has wonderful blends that she's created herself, and her line just keeps expanding, and it's just two of our fabulous mompreneur sponsors. You can meet all of them at wordofmomradio.com and click on our mompreneur marketplace or meet our sponsors. And they're just two of the wonderful women who are behind Word of Mom Radio. And we are back with Charlene Burt talking about direct marketing, especially, you know, in the holiday time. I mean, you know, it's an exciting time to be in this industry. But, you know, you talk about, You call it social marketing. What do you really mean when you say that?
Okay, so social marketing, network marketing, direct sales, it is the same industry, but social marketing is a very kind of in term for the industry, strictly because social media has been an undisputed game changer. I mean, hands down. I know when our specific company went into the direct selling approach, because we were retail in the beginning, actually, but when it went to the direct selling approach, it literally came at the time when social media was exploding. So we live in a society where we share everything via social media, everything we like, and sometimes more importantly, things we don't like. So it only makes sense that commerce would follow suit and go into a social model. Now, direct sales is synonymous with social marketing because this is a word-of-mouth industry. Companies live and die by consultants and customers. So it's all word-of-mouth. It's you sharing what you like. So when you share this experience with people on Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn or Instagram, you know, you're actually just sharing what your experience with the company is. And in terms of the opportunity, you know, as far as how you can make money and how you can build relationships and how you can kind of change your life and take control of your own future, that's the business end of it. But then it's the same for the product line. So you can actually share word of mouth much more quickly than, you know, the olden days of knocking door to door or strictly doing a house party. I think so you've amped up your audience a lot more and your exposure has grown exponentially. So I think that's one reason why the direct sales industry has taken off so rapidly and so impressively is because of the advent of the social media explosion.
Well, when people hear direct
operation,
sales, though,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
You just blanked out for a second. As you were talking right at the end of your sentence. But what I was going to ask you is, you know, you talk about social marketing with direct sales, but most people look at direct sales and isn't that supposed to be home parties and things like that?
Well, you know, first of all, if you're interested in any specific company, I would check their policies and guidelines because I think there are some companies that still require parties. But a lot of the movement is into this social marketing, either in tangent with house parties or in replacement of house parties. I know I specifically am not required to do any parties. We do hold initial launches when we first launch new consultants just so that they can gain exposure, learn, you know, be trained on the products and the company, and kind of just announce their business to their, you know, close inner circle. But after that, it's totally up to consultants on how they operate. And I, for one, I'll just take September, for example, 100% of my new business came from Facebook. I didn't hold a single event for myself, and my numbers were up September over August. I like to reach out one-on-one to people. I like to, you know, do personalized consultations and informational sessions. I will do, you know, small coffees, you know, meet someone for breakfast or a couple people for breakfast and go over, you know, what the opportunities and the products are or, you know, especially this time of year, you know, meet a few friends for cocktails. You know, it's a great time. You don't have to be this very presentation-ish kind of format to get your message across. That said, some people still love house parties, and that's great, and they mm-hmm. still are effective, and they work. And like I said, just check any specific company, because I know there are some companies that do require parties, so you just have to check the policies and procedures of whatever company you were looking into. But I would say the move is to go away from a sole house party atmosphere. And the Direct Selling Association backs that up. According to their 2014 stats, over 70% of consultants in the industry overall did a one-on-one sales approach versus a house party approach, which is pretty big.
So with the different kinds of products that your company offers, how tough is it to keep inventory and do the shipping and things like that?
Well, what I like about what I do in particular is I have zero inventory to sell. While I do, you know, I invested in an initial business kit because I needed to have something to show if I did do events. And, it's hard to be at an event and sell something if you can't show it. I also like to have people use it. I'm pretty big on people trying out the products at our events instead of just looking at them. But aside from that, I do zero in terms of fulfillment, except for manage the customer orders. Everything's direct shipped. The company fulfills everything, and all of our orders are placed online. You know, like most companies now, there are sophisticated back ends that deal with websites and direct ship opportunities so that you're not necessarily stocking, you know, a room full of product that you then are, you know, nervous about selling. That was a huge perk for me in deciding which, you know, company to go with, is that I didn't have to carry inventory. And I think for a lot of people that would be a big deal.
I actually think that's a huge big deal. So, because I'm sure that's one of the objections that you'll hear from people. Oh, well, I don't want to stock a bunch of inventory and I don't want to have to ship things out. What other objections do you hear from people?
Okay. Well, first of all, on the shipment part, there are some very uber successful companies, and I don't mean Uber the card service. I mean, like, there are some super successful, you know, direct sale companies that do still require inventory.
Right.
So I'm not knocking that. It's just for me in particular, personally, I was interested in the non-fulfillment thing. But in terms of other obstacles that, you know, I hear is time. You know, people think that they don't have time. But to be honest, direct sales are made for busy people because you're in control of your schedule 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can fit it into nooks and crannies of your day. So you can, you know, a lot of this stuff is about initial reaching out to people just to say, do you want to hear about the product? Are you interested in hearing about the opportunity? And you can do that while you're on, you know, a train to and from work if you have a commute that way, or, you know, waiting in carpool line for your kids to get out of school, or on the sidelines at your kids' sporting events before, you know, the games kick off, you know, or you can certainly be reaching out and networking in person to people at those kind of events too. But the point is it doesn't take hours and hours and hours of in chunks of time of your day to get this business and do it effectively. We have some very successful people who have started out with like 5 hours a week, and they'll do like, you know, a half hour in the morning and a half hour at night, you know, before and after work or on their way at work or on a lunch break at work, just doing reach out and management. And then that's all they do, you know, 5 hours a week, and they've made an impact on their business. So I think the time objection, while it's a common one, isn't really relevant when you look into the opportunities because you really do have control over your life and it allows you more flexibility. That's kind of the plus of it. The other big objection, of course, is money, because with most places there is an initial kind of investment, but while the prices range from company to company, I think the way to think of it is it's an investment in your business. When I started, I started my own business doing this. It's not that I was working for someone else. It's not that even mm-hmm. though the cardiologist was fabulous and brought me in, you know, she's running her business, and then she's training me, but it's up to me to decide, how far I want to go. So mm-hmm. I invested in the business kit knowing that I would, it would be like the tools I needed to run my business. And, you know, there's a lot of mompreneurs out there already who own businesses or have started small businesses. You know, I had mentioned that I started an online magazine with a friend of mine. And when we started that website, we spent lots and lots of upfront money. I mean, thousands and thousands of dollars. So to me, this investment was nominal. Even if people say they don't have the cash, my favorite thing to talk about is that if you don't have cash, this is exactly why you need to do it. Because, you know, if you don't have cash, obviously your current situation isn't working. You're either capped at a certain income, your job is, you know, if you get a raise, it's probably almost nothing, or there's been layoffs or divorces, or you have a baby, or there's some change in your life that makes you need more income. The biggest and fastest way for you to be able to earn more income is to get involved with a business that is you will earn in direct relation to the work you put into it, and that the amount of money you can earn is literally limitless. Because when you build a direct sale business, it grows and grows and grows and grows and grows over time, and it keeps growing. It's not like a salaried position where you reach your salary and you're done. So to me, if you need cash, it's even the biggest reason to do that. So I think time and money are probably the two biggest obstacles that I often hear from people.
I would think that, you know, and I would bet the third objection is I'm not a salesperson.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you for actually saying that, because honestly, that is exactly the other thing I hear. And listen, I'm going to tell everyone, well, everyone who's listening right now, I've never sold a thing in my life prior to doing this. Never. I literally was in the journalism space my entire life. And almost everybody on my team, as a matter of fact, I don't even know if I know a salesperson on my team. Everybody was involved in different industries. They were either doctors, news anchors, life coaches, teachers are huge in this industry, realtors. It doesn't matter. You could be a stay-at-home mom. You can be a high school dropout. It doesn't matter. Because what's nice about a direct sale company is when you get in, you're coached on the specific system you need to know. So I had never done skincare before. I don't pretend to be, you know, a dermatologist, certainly. I'm not qualified for that. And I'm not an esthetician. But yet I have estheticians that I sign under me, and I can talk to them because I've been trained on the products that we sell. And the turnkey systems that you get into when you buy into these companies, it gives you everything you need to succeed. So you don't need to be a salesperson. And it's almost industry-wide that the philosophy is that you don't hard sell, you share. So all you're going to do is put the opportunity and the products out to people, and you're going to put them out to every single person that's applicable. In my case, it's everybody who has skin, so my market's pretty good. You know, with other people, it might be people, you know, who need bags or people who need jewelry or people who need weight loss products, whatever it is. You just present the products to your market, and you drop it at that. And then you follow up, but you don't push. That's, you know, you just present, and some people it's going to be great for, and some people are going to say no. And when they say no, you just move on to other people, but you even keep the no, the people who say no, in the background, because chances are, you know, if they're going to be watching you and watching your success, and if they say no in the beginning and they start to see how great you look and they start to see how happy you are and they start to see how successful you become, they want to know what you're doing because they want it. So I think you don't have to be a salesperson in any way, shape, or form at all. So I would actually take that one off the table as well.
Well, what about the no, though? I mean, somebody once said to me that it's not a sale unless somebody says no. That's when the sale begins, because, you know, if somebody says yes, then you've just provided a service. If they say no, then you actually have to sell it to them. But, you know, what about the rejection factor? It's hard, especially when you're, you know, for the most part, when you first start out, most people will share with their family and friends.
Yeah. Well, it's funny that you mentioned family and friends, because I think that's another objection I hear sometimes is I don't want to, quote, unquote, bug my family and friends.
Right.
And that's not – let me just say that obviously you will, you know, tell your family and close inner circle about your opportunity. And, you know, in some cases when you hold an initial launch, it'll be your family and close friends that come, and they're doing it to support you because they don't know what you're doing yet. But as time goes on, you're going to see that it. You should never worry about bugging family and friends, because once you get that initial stuff out of the way, you're trained on how to expand your network. And it doesn't, you know, the average person, we're told, knows 600 people. And I know there's probably a lot of people listening right now who think that's crazy, that they don't possibly know 600 people. But I'm telling you, you do. Because you get by, you know, your inner circle, and then it's your colleagues, your former colleagues, the parents on the playground, the teachers at school, your people you went to high school with, the people you worked with 20 years ago, the people from middle school, grammar school. You know, Facebook is a great equalizer when it comes to that stuff, because you're connecting with people you haven't seen anyway. You know, I connected with a woman that I used to work with 20 years ago, and I hadn't talked to her. I'm going to be perfectly honest with you. I had not talked with her in 20 years. I contacted her about this, and now she's one of my best customers. So you get to reinvigorate relationships, which is great. But in terms of your rejection question, one of the hardest things that most people have to become comfortable with is the word no. And I was guilty of that too. I was afraid of people rejecting me and then how I would feel about that. But you have to go into this knowing that no is just part of the game. I mean, you know, if you present this, and that it's basically a numbers game, if you present this to 10 people, and, you know, 10 or 20% say yes, then that's only a couple people. And you may feel like, oh, no, you know, 8 people said no to me. But if you present this to 100 people, then 10 or 20% starts to add up. You have 10 or 20 people in your system, whether they're customers or they become consultants under you. So you just have to realize, and we're trained on this, is that when people say no to you, it's not about you and you don't have to take it personally. It's really about them and whatever's happening on their end. They're either, they don't have the money, or they can't use it, or, you know, there's different reasons in their mind, their perceptions about what you're doing. You know, it doesn't matter. But when they say no, you just kind of say okay, and you move on. And as long as you keep your funnel full, which is what we call it, you know, you kind of just keep this whole system and you keep approaching people, you'll find the people that you need. And you won't feel like you have to badger anybody, because you're really proud of what you're doing and you're stand behind your products 100%. You don't apologize for, you know, sharing a great opportunity with someone. You should own it and you should be excited to share that. And if they don't want to take you up on it, that's up to them. You can't control the outcome, but you can only control how much you put into it. And as long as you are consistent with reaching out to new people, and, you know, part of that is not just your own network, but, you know, I say often to people, well, I understand that you can't, you know, try this right now. Is there anybody that you know who you think might be interested in either earning more money, having more flexibility, or trying fantastic anti-aging products? And I very rarely have someone who hasn't said to me, oh, wait, my sister-in-law just lost her job, or, you know, my brother's just had a baby, his wife wants to stay home now, she needs more cash. Or, you know, most people are interested in the product at least to try, and then you're getting great customer base. And honestly, it's all about selling the product in the end anyway. So as long as you don't take the no and the rejection personally, I think you'll be absolutely fine. It's just getting people over that hurdle that takes a little bit of time sometimes.
I would agree with you. And so I have to ask, what was the biggest surprise for you in this industry?
Like, you know, because I'm fairly new to the industry in general, the whole thing was a pleasant surprise for me. I felt like after I learned about what the opportunity was like, I thought, where have I been? Like, I almost thought, like, I can't believe I didn't know this. You know, it's this like secret society of super happy people who have control over their lives and are earning legitimate money with super legitimate products. I just couldn't believe that I hadn't looked into it before then. But I think the biggest surprise as a single note was that it's so much more than the money, and that it's about relationships. And supportive nature is built into this industry as a whole, because it's to everyone's benefit for you to do well. So if I bring someone on, I want them to do well, not only because I'm a nice person, but because it's in my interest for them to do well. And it goes all the way up and down the line. So we have people in our in my team. I'm part of a whole team that's over 800 people large just on my team. And every single one of those 800 people is extremely supportive. I can ask anything at any time for a tip, you know, how to recommendations for a specific customer, tips on, you know, how to hold a party in a different way, you know, what people's tips were on how to reach, you know, the highest levels to, you know, get all the fun trips, prizes, and all that kind of stuff. And anybody will answer you and share because everybody succeeds when you succeed. So it's like kind of an all boats rise kind of philosophy. So there's no competition and everybody's kind and supportive. And there is, we are signing more men every day and I want everybody to know that. And some of our most successful teams are husband-wife teams. But as a whole, and especially on this radio show, it's going to be women. It is kind of a sisterhood. So I think I can use that word here with the audience we have. And it truly is become like a family environment where it's not just about what you sell, but it's about, you know, if you're having trouble personally or you need a pick-me-up or you need a boost, you're going to get a lot of affirmation, a lot of support, and you're going to build relationships and become real friends, deep friends with the people that you meet through this business that you never knew prior to. And that's such a gift. And not to mention the fact that, like I said, when you reach out and expand your network to not only your inner circle, but the girl you haven't seen since high school, you're going to reestablish relationships that you wouldn't have otherwise because you're going to take the time to catch up with them, to present the business, and you're going to be able to reconnect with people in your life that you never would have if you were just in your super busy life going about your daily business. And I have found that to be such a pleasant surprise, and I feel so thankful and grateful for that.
It's an amazing thing when you actually find that's something that clicks for you. Isn't it a great feeling?
I feel like, you know, when I present the opportunity to a lot of people, they literally say, if they've known me for a long time, they say, I've never seen you like this. And I've been in some pretty cool jobs. I've owned my own business. I've loved everything I've ever done. I am very fortunate like that. But everyone who really knows me said they can't get over how excited I am. And even when I meet people and present this for the first time, the enthusiasm shows through because it's genuine. Like, I'm so excited that I feel almost like it's my obligation to share this with other people so that other people can be as happy and start to fulfill their dreams like I'm starting to do. And I feel like we can all do it. And whether, you know, whether it's this or you do something else to fulfill your dreams, I think the point is that the network and social marketing world is made with the individual in mind to be able to fit your job around your life instead of the other way around. And I think that's pretty awesome.
I agree. So let everybody know again how we can find you, please.
Yes, please. I would be thrilled if my email exploded or my Facebook exploded, and then I can set up individual calls with you as well. But you can friend me on Facebook at Charlene Burt, B-E-R-T. I'm also on every other – I'm on Instagram. You'll find me that way, LinkedIn, Twitter. It's just Charlene _ Burt. And then if you want to email me, it's Charlene Burt, again, charlenebert@gmail.com. And I'd be thrilled to answer any specific questions you have about your skin or just about network marketing opportunities in general. I'd be thrilled to help you out.
So as we wind down here, what would you like to leave our listeners with?
I guess my number one piece of advice would be go for what you want in your life and don't let anyone tell you no. If you feel like you're stuck or you're trapped or you're in a situation that you are not happy with and you feel like you need to make a change, nothing's going to change unless you make a step forward. And whether you choose my company or another brand with which you really feel affiliated, just do it. I mean, you have nothing to lose. No one's going to hold you to this for 50 years if you don't want to and if it doesn't work for you. But if you have the right support system around you, you have a great product and company around you, and you believe in yourself, then there's no way that this will not pay off for you and at least provide a little bit of extra income if that's all you want to do with the opportunity. Or you can change your life where it's all you do. You retire your spouse. You can pay for private colleges. You know, it just depends. The sky is the limit. So don't let your own nerves about not being a salesperson or your own fear of an unknown industry scare you off from being able to take control of your life and be able to live the life that you and your family desire. I would be thrilled to help you do that. And I am so enthusiastic about how this has changed my life in a short time, and I will never go back. I can guarantee you that.
Well, I am so glad that you had the opportunity to share with us today, and good for you that you found a whole other industry that you could be so passionate about and that actually gets to make the difference for other people too. It's a win-win feeling, isn't it?
It is. And it, honestly, I do feel good every day. I feel like I help people change their skin, which is a fabulous, you know, point.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, when people actually use the products and they work even better than they had anticipated, people will call me all the time and say, oh my gosh, my age spot's gone, my sun damage is gone, my complexion has gotten better, my, you know, my firmness is back, like everything, and they just are glowing, and I literally like to see that light bulb click on. It's so exciting for me. But then when I get to help other people change their lives by opening up a new financial revenue stream in a supportive, positive environment, I feel like it is just, you know, it's a great way to spend the day, and I go to bed happy every night, and I wake up, and I can't wait to tackle the next day, and it's been, prior to this, I will say it had been quite a while before that had happened for me. So I hope I can share, you know, or at least give some information to anybody listening today to go after what you want. And no matter what it is, just don't let anyone tell you no, because you can do it.
And on that note, Charlene, thank you so much for being with
thank
us
you,
here today on Word of Mom Radio. I'm so glad that you came and shared with us. So for all of you tuning in, thanks for listening. We're here next week with Sina Block and Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. Productive Play on Wednesday, the Mompreneur Model on Thursday. So we have a busy show lineup next week. Our archives are here for you to listen to whenever you want. So sit back, grab a glass of wine, plug in that archive, and just enjoy it on your time. And for all of you that are here with us all the time, I really appreciate you taking the time to spend with us. And until next week, this is Dori DiCarlo saying thanks so much for tuning in, and go out and create a marvelous you. So bye for now.